Hi, this is Jim with Sid in Los Angeles. Welcome to the final Outsports podcast, or so to speak.
No, or the first.
Or the first, because we're going to use this podcast to talk about some big news with the site. We officially, as when you're hearing this, have been bought by SBNation.com, which is a fantastic chain of 312 blogs now, Sid.
We are the 312th, as far as I know.
And we are the first, I guess you would call it, gay-oriented website they have bought, and maybe one of the few gay-oriented websites that has been bought by a mainstream media company.
Well, we're the first demographic-based blog. It's kind of, they were interested in exploring this new kind of idea of demographic-based blogs. They've been team-based blogs for so long, and so I think they're happy with us so far. We'll find out just how happy. But yes, and you know, it's like this is a day of celebration for us because we've been wanting this, and we've been wanting to look different, have a different infrastructure, come into the year 2000, even 2006 for a while. So this is good for us.
Well, and the good news is we have a brand new look when you checked out sports.com. It's a totally new design. And we still have editorial control and independence over the site. I mean, that was one of the things that they insisted on and we insist on. They like to give their, you know, the people that do their sites, they know their audience better than they do. But it also gives us a bigger audience potentially because we can partner with some of their bigger sites to get stuff placed. We worked with them during the Olympics last year, and we saw our stories reached more people. We simply looked at the traffic numbers, and it was like they have a bigger megaphone than we do. So this is we haven't seen any downside since we've started with this. This has been a little bit since we've been with them, but the change just is happening today in terms of the new layout.
Well, yeah, and it's not just that our stuff is going to be seen by a broader audience, an audience that sometimes isn't. Really doesn't see a lot of gay content, but on the flip side, we're able to deliver some of that top of the line sports, mainstream sports content that's very hard for us to do to our readers on the website. So you know, when big stories are breaking, whether it's the Super Bowl or whatnot, we have access now to great content that we just didn't have before.
Yeah, and I think for us, it's we have access to more photos than we've ever had before, and just more resources. It's been a big change. We've wanted to do this for a while because we realized just doing it ourselves sort of independently, we had reached pretty much the limit of what we're able to do, especially technically. Technology changes so fast that for us, two non-techies to keep up with all the stuff that's going on with layout design, and it was head spinning. We were in the middle of a redesign when we got bought, and thank God, because I realized how complicated that redesign would have been.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, starting today, we're not going to worry anymore about, problems with the site crashing or whatever. All that's sort of a thing of the past. But we've
okay. What's the best thing about the new website?
I just look so much better to me. I mean, to me, it's simply the stories look better, the art looks better. It's
absolutely. I also love that the interactive elements are really integrated, like the fan posts that are essentially what the old discussion board is. We're able to highlight those, and they're just fully integrated into everything else that we're doing. So I love that piece of it.
Well, our old discussion board, it pretty much kind of was running on its last legs because it was not linked at all to the main site. So people would post great stuff. Nobody would see it unless you went to the board. With this new site, you post a great post on anything. You can write about your problem with your boyfriend, which we have people do in the real life category. That could be on the front page now. Every new post is on the front page when it's first written. Popular posts can get recommended by people and stay up there. So more people are going to see what our readers are posting. And Sid and I could decide editorially, hey, this is a great post. We'll make it the lead story to the whole section. We did not have that power before. This is much more integrated, and I think people on the discussion board, what we call our new discussion board, will find themselves a bigger part of this, having a bigger audience than they ever had.
Yep. Okay, now on the flip side, what are we going to hear the biggest complaints about?
Oh, you know, I talked to one of the other guys, sites who was bought by SB Nation, and he simply said people hate change. That yes. They will bitch. I mean, I showed it to one friend, hated the new design, just liked the old look because he's a traditionalist.
What?
And I was surprised. He goes, "Oh, your logo is bigger there. I like the." He didn't like the gray, the slightly light gray that goes around the border of the site. He hated it. He said it looked dull, and I said, "Well, that's their color scheme." And so, it surprised me. But I'm saying that's the kind of stuff we'll probably hear, things that we're not expecting. How come? Or I don't like the font, or I don't like the headline size. I mean, you know, we're expecting people to sort of kind of say, "Yeah, we don't like this." But this is such a huge step up for us that we want people to be tolerant and patient as we kind of build the site out. Because there's going to be glitches. We had to move 12 years of content over to a new technology platform, and there's mistakes. There are going to be things that are going to be a little head scratching at start. But we think once we iron them out, everyone will be thrilled with it.
Yeah, and that's a good point. There's a lot of the our old archive stuff here, but it's not all here yet. It should be eventually. And if you can't find stuff, the search engine on the website is pretty great. If you just scroll down below the main section, the main headlines, there's a little search function. And it's whenever I try to search something on the site, I find exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and again, I think it's a bolder look. We have now the option to change layouts. We can go anywhere from one story, which would be the first athlete to come out, to five stories, which will probably be our standard because it kind of looks the best. But I just think – I mean, I hope everybody listening to this checks out the new site and also gives us feedback. We have a story up there basically, what do you think?
Yeah.
And right. To comment on the site, you do have to register, but the registration process is painless. You got to have a username. You do not have to use your real name. So if you're listening to this and you're anonymous, you can be anonymous, and an email address, and pick a password, and then you're in. That's all you have to do.
Can you use Facebook?
You can log in with your Facebook and Twitter account.
Cool. The big question that I have is, what are people going to think of the logo? It's the thing that we went around and around and around and around about probably more than anything else.
Yeah, the tough part is SB Nation, most of their sites, the vast majority are team things. So it's easy. You have a Broncos site, you put a Bronco in there or something like that. We don't cover a team. We don't cover a player. So we had a hard time figuring out exactly what we were going to do. We settled on, you want to have people to see it and try to figure out what it is for themselves, or should we tell them what it is?
Well, when you talk about OutSports, a big part of OutSports is coming out. And I, you know, we kind of took that coming out of the closet idea and put it into a locker room, and that was the germination of the logo.
Yeah, so yeah, we'd love to hear anyone listening to this, their opinions on everything with the website. But we're so busy building the website and making it look good that we're going to have to cut this podcast short. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.